USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Does he have the votes? That's the question dominating Capitol Hill today in the hours leading up to the start of the 118th Congress and the vote for Speaker of the House. Texas Republican Beth Van Dyne tells Fox News her party doesn't need the distraction of a contested race.
The vote that we're going to have on Tuesday is extraordinarily important. And I hate to say, as soon as we get the majority, this is how we're starting off. Because there are way too many things that we need to focus on when we're in the majority.
At least five conservative Republicans say they will not vote for Kevin McCarthy, despite the many reported concessions he's made to try to win those votes. Quadruple murder suspect Brian Koberger could be back in Moscow, Idaho as early as tomorrow night. His attorney says Koberger will waive extradition at tomorrow's hearing in Pennsylvania. Koberger is accused of fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students in November. The new year brings a new minimum wage to many places around the USA.
In the new year, 27 states will see an increase in that ground level payment. Montana will see the lowest bump to $9.95 an hour. Neighboring Michigan and Ohio will raise theirs to $10.10 an hour. California, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Washington, and New York will all bump theirs to $15 an hour or more. I'm Victoria Idoni.
15 states have a minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. That's the federal level. Russia confirms that some of its soldiers were killed in a massive strike in Ukraine's Donetsk region. Ukraine says at least 400 were killed. Russia says the death toll was more like around 60. Tens of thousands have lined up outside the home of Santos Football Club in Brazil to say goodbye to Pele. The body of soccer's greatest player is at the center of the pitch, where he played from 1956 to 1974. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The holidays may be over, but there's still a lot of us traveling today, either the end of a vacation or the start of a business trip. Reporter Blaine Alexander is watching the crowds at Atlanta's Hartsfield Airport, and she passes on some tips from travel pros.
One, just get to the airport early. That's something that's across the board. Always get there early, but especially now as more people are going through TSA, give yourself a little extra time. The other thing is try not to check a bag if you can. If you don't have to check a bag, try not to do so. We saw those mountains of unclaimed luggage. Don't want to get caught in that. If you do have to check something, try putting a geo tag on it so that you can kind of track where your bag is. And then another tip that experts are saying, if you do check a bag, take a picture of the inside of it, just in case you need it for insurance purposes if that bag is to get lost.
Southwest Airlines, meanwhile, is reporting near normal activity. It continues to apologize for the holiday meltdown of its operations. Southwest has set up a website to help you get reimbursed for expenses like rental cars, food, hotels you had to buy because of its massive cancellations. Of course, Southwest's slogan is, "Want to get away?" You might wonder if Elon Musk is feeling that way after a busy 2022. Capping off his year, a study by Bloomberg that says Musk is the first person in history to lose $200 billion in wealth. The CEO of Twitter, Tesla, and SpaceX had a personal fortune of $340 billion about a year ago. Now it's down to about $137 billion. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I love it. That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.